The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man began to speak. And the crowds were amazed, and they said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around all of the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them. They were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me pause over that first reading for a few moments of reflection. It comes from the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. And we'll be reading from Genesis for the entire week now, and we'll be reading mostly about this fellow named Jacob. And in order to understand who he was, you probably have to go back. This is chapter 32. But if you really want to know who he was, you have to go back to chapter 25, and then we'll begin to see the character and the personality of Jacob. He really wasn't a very decent and honest fellow. But he has this encounter, rather interesting story, where he goes into a new land. He crosses the river with all his belongings, symbol that he's entering into a new place in his life. And he has this encounter with a man who is not named. And he asks, you know, "Who are you?" But he's wrestling with God here. And of course, God cannot tell him his name, because in the Semitic world, when you learned a person's name, you controlled the person. And therefore, even to this day, the Jews never name God, because God is the unnameable. God is beyond any name. When you name a person, you place the person in a context, and God is beyond any context. That's why he can't find the name of the man with whom he wrestles. And then after the wrestling, it's part of a conversion. It's the symbol of his conversion. You know, he wrestles and he's wounded, but his name is changed from Jacob to Israel. And Israel means the one who wrestled with God. So his name is changed. But now we'll be reading on about the story of his sons and the story of the famine and the story of Joseph and the multicolored coat. Remember that thing, this wonderful story about Joseph? All of that will come up, so listen carefully to the teachings of Genesis coming up this week. Today we have, it's like an initiation. I think I'll talk about this on Sunday, because the Sunday's gospel tends to fit the theme of initiation. We all wrestle with God sometime. We do the novena, we don't get what we want. And there are times when we pause and say, "How could you do this to me?" We're begging for something and it doesn't happen. We're disillusioned with God. We're disillusioned with the church. We wrestle. We wrestle with life. Nikos Kazantzakis, an extraordinary fellow, Greek man, who wrote some amazing books like Zorba the Greek or The Last Temptation of Christ, he died recently, 1957. amazing fellow, but a very religious man. And in his very insightful spiritual biography called Summons to Greco, he tells this story. When he was a young man, he was searching for a spiritual meaning in his life. So he went to Mount Athos in Greece. And there he listened to this wise monk who was elderly, Father Makarios. And trying to understand his own journey of life, he said to Makarios, "Father, do you ever wrestle with the devil?" Makarios said, "Well, when I was young, the devil bothered me a lot when I was young. So I wrestled a lot with the devil when I was young, hoping that I would conquer the devil, hoping I would overcome the moment." So Makarios says, "When I was young, I wrestled with the devil. But now," he said, I'm old. The devil doesn't bother me much. The devil got old, I got old, and the devil doesn't bother me." And Cousin Zaka says, "Well, it must be much easier now." He said, "No, it's much more difficult now." Well, he said, "Why is it more difficult?" He said, "Now I'm wrestling with God, hoping that God wins." Now that happens. See, we wrestle with God, but deep down we're hoping that God wins, that God will lift us up and carry us, not solve the problem, but share the problem, carry us through the storm. God will win when we triumph over the world. And that will become the teaching. Jacob won't become perfect. You'll find that as we go through the whole story of Jacob. But it is the beginning of a new life. He's renamed. And a new journey begins. The sign of his journey, he will walk with a limp, which will indicate that he wrestled with God and God won. Keep that in mind. When we wrestle with God, our prayer is that God will win. I won't get what I want. I will get what I need. And I surrender to Jesus Christ and I let the Lord lead me. Let the Lord carry me. We wrestle with many things. I mean, we wrestle with change. With change here at Holy Family. People say, "Oh, I don't like the change." Hey, wrestle with God and hope that God wins. Keep that in mind. It's a great teaching of the Word of God here today. Because somehow, in the journey of life, frequently we wrestle with life. It's a tension. And most often we want to win. But like Father Makarios, when we wrestle with God, our prayer is that God wins. Pause now for a moment of prayer.